I was sharing with our children this morning, but is the gospel according to John. Starting at chapter 15, we'll start at verse 4, continue through verse 10. I'm going to read through a translation. It's called the New Revised Standard Version. It's the updated edition of that version of the Bible. But we'll start at verse 4, continue through verse 10 of John chapter 15. And I invite you to hear these words. "Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. And whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let's bow our heads. Let's pray. Oh Lord, we do lift up to you. We also give thanks to you, O God, in this moment for the words that you have not only spoken today, but for the words that you have spoken throughout our lives. And yet we pray, especially on this day, Lord, that in these words, that you will give life to these words and that you will let us, O God, with hearts that are meditating upon these words, that you will let us feel that new life. Lord, I thank you for the words that you have spoken to me. I pray that as I preach this morning, that the words that I share, O God, that they may be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. For this we ask in the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord, our Savior. Amen. You know, the choir had a beautiful message that emerged through that song that they were singing just now. But imagine this. Imagine if everyone that you saw this week ate at your table. I mean, if you did, like everyone that was around you, everyone that you even took just a slight glance at, that if everyone that you saw that they had a seat at your table, well beyond your family, well beyond your friends, but really everyone. You know, the ones that have that tendency to cut you off in traffic that make those margins just a little bit sharper than you would like for them to be. The ones that, even worse, the ones that cut you off speaking would not let you finish the next sentence. Are those people, the ones who made you uncomfortable? Even the ones that were talking behind your back? Everyone. What would happen if everyone was at your table? Well, today, prompted by this idea and this image of seeing everyone around the table, I want us to consider this question, where do I fit? And another way of asking that question is that, where do I belong? There's lots of ways, many ways that we can answer this question about where do I fit or where do I belong. We can think about it, well, where do I fit at work? You know, what is the part, what is the role that I play when I find myself at work? What's the place that I have, where's the part that I fit when I'm at home? Just talking this morning about that. You know, even sometimes when we take those trips away from home, we find that those places that we fit in at home, that they follow us to those places that we take that are supposed to be away trips and vacations. We find ourselves still fitting into those same roles and those same places. But even at church, where do I fit, you know, in my church, a church that I love, a church that I show up to on Sunday mornings in moments like this? Where do I fit when I find myself away, when I'm at the lake, when I'm at the beach? Where do I fit in? But Jesus reminds us that above all of those things about where do I belong and where do I fit, Jesus reminds us that no matter where we find ourselves at, no matter the circumstances or the situations that we find ourselves, Jesus reminds us that all the time, that there is this belongingness that we have with Jesus. Jesus says that just as he is a vine, that we are branches. That ultimately, that in spite of what we think about where we fit in at work or at home and even in church together, that we all belong together. This is, in fact, the vision of Christianity, that we do belong together. Even the United Methodist Church upholds this vision when it comes to membership vows that, well, just the very word member can have the connotation of being an exclusive club. And yet our membership vows offer this invitation. It's an invitation that can be found in every hymnal that's right in front of you. But do you confess? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you put your whole trust in His grace and promise to serve Him as the Lord? This is what we ask together when not only we join the church, but when others join the church. And also, do you put your whole trust in His grace and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened up to people of all ages, nations, and races? And not only do those accepting those vows say, I do, but we also affirm as members of the church that we will do all to support them in making sure that they can live out this I do. John Wesley, the founder of the United Methodist Church, in his sermon, The Catholic or the Universal Spirit, will say it this way, if your heart is as mine, lend me your hand. And all in this, is the invitation of Jesus looking beyond His disciples, beyond the villages and towns of the Mediterranean world, across seas and across lakes, to say, I am the vine and you are the branches. And as beautiful as this agricultural metaphor can be, imagine living out this vision of Jesus as the vine and us as the branches. Imagine our lives being shaped by Jesus' words. Imagine our world coming to life with that same invitation of Jesus. Not only us who are gathered here today, not only us that have clicked on and are watching online, but imagine all of us as vines connected with Jesus. And knowing that this is a source of life, and also a source that we belong here. You know, one of the most challenging experiences for all of us is when we feel like we find ourselves in a place where we don't fit in. We find ourselves in a place where we don't belong. Or even worse, we find that in spite of what we might have sort of thought ourselves, that other people remind us, this place is not for you. This is a place that you don't have a seat at the table. You know, I was reading a story this week, and part of the illustration of the story emerged as this new student, first day at a brand new school. One of those things that whether you have experienced it or not experienced it, you know what that can be like. And so before closing the car door to their dad's car, who was dropping them off at school, they turned around and they said, well, you know, one of the things is I've got about 3 hours to find a new friend to sit with at lunch. And we can smile and also at the same time have our hearts drop a little because we all know what it feels like when we find ourselves in a new place or a new experience where we don't fit in right away. And Jesus even reminds us that we cannot bear fruit or live whole lives alone and by ourselves. Just as the vine cannot be cut off from a branch and live a whole and fruitful life, neither can we. It's in fact why our membership in the United Methodist Church is open to people of all ages, of all nations, of all races. It's why when we affirm with the Apostles' Creed, that creed that sustains us in our faith and in our life together, it's why that when we affirm our faith with the Apostles' Creed, we acknowledge well beyond our local church, affirming our faith in Christ with communities of faith around the world in that Catholic or universal church. That's why this invitation, the invitation that we have to the Lord's Supper, the invitation that we have to the Eucharist, or the invitation we have to Holy Communion, That's why it's with the invitation of Jesus. Christ our Lord invites to his table all those who seek to live in peace with God and also who seek to live in peace with one another. I have a typo in my notes right here. And one of the things about it is I think the typo, if you've been close by me on Wednesday nights, you know that at times I'll have trouble spelling and even drawing the diagrams for that. So, you know, I do rely a lot on spell check on this. But the typo that I have found is that it is at the invitation of Jesus that we have the opportunity to repeat over and over here at Grace Point. I will tell you that where my computer corrected the invitation to was the invasion. Now that is language that I am going to shrink away from, but perhaps it is language that the Holy Spirit would encourage us to hold up. But imagine being invaded by Jesus. Imagine being at the invasion of Jesus that we have the opportunity to repeat over and over again at Grace Point the invitation Jesus Christ gives. Again, not only to us, but to people of all ages, of all nations, and also of all races. Perhaps it would take an invasion of Jesus for us to really walk into that. It is a table that can be exclusive and where we decide who's in and who's out. There's an extraordinarily funny story about John Wesley who discovered this when one of his first encounters into Georgia at the table of, well, restricting the communion table to who's in and who's out. He later came to correct that in his own life. But for us, particularly as United Methodist, at this invitation, our invasion of Jesus into our world, each time we do open this table, it is moving us one step closer to practicing Jesus' words. From our scripture today, this table invites us to once again abide in Christ as Christ and God and the Holy Spirit are abiding in us. That's what this table is for. In fact, it was in Jesus' final week of his own life that he stands up from the table and he begins to wash his disciples' feet. They had walked many miles with Jesus, and he takes that moment to wash their feet and then sits down and invites them to eat around his table, a table that has been prepared for him, a table that he has invited them to join him around it. He invites them to sit and to eat. Those who would come to deny Jesus. Those who would say that they would come to betray Jesus. Never did I know him. But with the cup, he says, "This is my blood. Drink from this, all of you." Washing their feet, eating at the same table. All a reminder that you fit, that you belong here. Always an invitation by Jesus to abide in me, abide in God, abide in the Holy Spirit. Or as John would remind us in John chapter 15, abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. For Jesus reminds us, I am the vine, you are the branches. Let's bow our heads. Let's pray. Lord, truly, each of us can feel, oh God, that we are in places where we don't fit in. Places, oh God, that we don't belong. And yet, you remind us that it is the invitation that you give around this world to come, to eat. An invitation, oh God, to drink from this cup, all of you. And Lord, we are grateful for that. And we pray and ask that in this moment, Lord, that we are gathered, in this moment that we are present with one another and also present with you, we pray, oh God, that this will be a moment where we can abide in you just as you are abiding in us. Lord, prepare our hearts. to come to this table. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.